This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey. Hi. What up? This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so get this. Remember how Chris Pratt...
Yes.
He got divorced from Anna Faris.
And then,
go ahead. What were you going to say?
Like 2 days later, was dating a Schwarzenegger, right?
Was dating, yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, Catherine. And so was Anna Faris. She was not dating Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
I was going to say, whoa.
But she had a dude. Like, this was the couple that had a kid, got married, got divorced, and when they announced their separation, were already like BFFs.
Yep.
And I was like, this is so weird. Like, who splits up and 2 days later is like, we are best friends?
Okay.
Like, you have to really be checked out on both sides and be best friends at that point.
Now, you've been through this, Allie.
What? Been through what?
Been through splitting up.
Not getting remarried. Dealing with them getting remarried.
No, just dealing with divorce, right?
Yes.
It seems like they split up. They were immediately best friends. And they were both immediately dating other people.
100%.
So do you think
they were separated longer than we knew about?
Just maybe.
And that when they were both ready to announce, they were like,
hey, we're out. Yeah. Like, this is it. I'm cool with her thing. She's cool with my thing. We're good friends. We're co-parenting. We're friends.
Why are they just both so hot that there's no hurt there? Is that what it is? Is it like you're so hot that you don't even stress when somebody breaks up with you?
No.
What is that like?
There's such an emotional investment, I'm sure.
It's gotta be because they have a kid.
So maybe, could these be the only couple in history that...
Or is there crap work we don't know about?
You know what I mean?
Is it all for show?
I do know there will be more layers to the onion peeled back for sure. Or maybe not.
I just couldn't believe it because I feel like they got, they split. They were already with other people. They were walking through Disneyland with their significant others and the kid.
Which actually makes
me want to cringe. And then, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And then, then now he just already got remarried in California. I can't, within a year. Like, it's like insane.
Has it been a year that they were dating? No, it doesn't. It seems like way less than that.
I don't know, but
Chris Pratt and Schwarzenegger.
Here's the deal. He's 39.
Yeah.
She's 29.
They know. I'm like, they know what they
look
know.
Look at
you're
me
like,
at
40
and look at me at 50 Givens.
Oh, this is true.
Totally different people.
And I didn't know you at 30, but I'd imagine from 30 to 40, you've...
It's like been going 20 to 30.
Which is why
40 feels more secure when looking for a partner. You know what I mean? Because you're a lot more... Men are more mature, finally. Women finally have the self-esteem to know... Well, okay, that's fair. Give me the quotations.
Yeah.
Women are more know what they want. It feels... You know what I mean? So I don't know, but... We'll see.
Everybody's living their best lives, and that's all we can ask for in 2019.
Chris Pratt and his ex, Anna Faris, have a 6-year-old. So, hey, maybe they're going to set a good example.
More power to them.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What is with the wind?
Bro.
Givens, I swear to you, 3 trash cans were knocked over in the today's pickup day in my neighborhood. 3 of them were knocked over.
Oh my! Wait,
it
so before
been
they
so
were
so wind. They were full.
Yeah,
there's 3 full ones knocked over. I'm like, how windy was it last night?
That's the raccoon mafia, dog. The raccoons get together and they knock those bad boys down and they all munch.
It's like that scene in Home Alone where the power goes out at night where it's all windy. You wake up and you're like, what just happened? So happy Monday. Losing my voice as usual because I overdid it over the weekend. What's new?
You always overdoing it.
I gotta stop, dude. I gotta stop talking.
Yeah, you stop living your life. You stop going out there in the world.
Dude, when I'm on the verge of losing my voice, I'm living my best life. It's been like 3 weeks. I need to stop. That's my good news. I need to stop.
Nope.
No. What's your good news, Givens?
My good news is the Pride Parade yesterday was so much fun.
Dude, fun.
But it was one of the most wet situations I've ever been in. So my official good news is... I'm almost dry. I'm almost completely dried out.
Looks like we got out of the shower together. We were laughing about it. All the DJs, we jumped. It's like, how many radio DJs can you get into a minivan after a parade that are soaking wet like dogs?
Yep.
We all jump in with some of the people from our sister station. We're all drenched.
Soaked.
And we're staring at the kids. That help us.
The promotions
dry as hell,
department, yeah.
Right? The other kids.
Uh-huh.
And we are just, it was insane how wet we were, but it was fun and nobody cared because that's what Pride is. It's just let loose, no judgment, live your life.
So much fun.
Be who you are. It's just a level of comfort. That's why
Pride Fest
always feels good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't care that we were soaking wet.
Not at all.
At all.
No.
I had mascara coming down my face. I had lips. I look like a clown. soaking wet hair. I was like, Givens, is this hot or is this scary? Which one is it?
Oh, it was hot. You looked hot.
Was it? Mm-hmm. I thought I looked scary.
Oh, dude, no way.
I'm like a clown who got out of the shower.
Hair all frizzed out. All
I did kind of look a little kinky.
You were
kinky.
Unkempt, but totally put together at the same time.
It was like accidentally, yes.
If you would have made out with someone out there in the rain, it honestly.
It probably would have been hot.
No, probably would have been. It would have been hot as hell. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever. You're hysterical.
What's your good news, Allison?
My good news is I got another girls' night in on Saturday. Oh. So I actually went out with two friends, my neighbor,
I love,
and then another mom that our kids go to school with who I've never gone out with before, but every time I see her, we're like, just love chit-chatting. Like her, she's really a ball of funny and outgoing, and we click good. So the three of us have now formed a mom friendship in New Berlin. Do you like this?
The mean mom squad is there, and you've added a new member.
Mom.
Oh my God, she added a new member to the mean mom squad.
The mean moms.
Hell yeah, dude, I know you.
I am not the mean mom squad. I'm the one that hates the Christina Applegates. That's the one.
So you're the mean mom.
No, I'm the Mila Kunis. I'm the bad mom. I'm the one who puts the drink up in the air and goes, why is everybody being so obnoxious at this school?
And then I
come for Christina Applegate.
Yeah, and the nice moms might have a word for that, Allie. Mean. You're in the mean mom squad. Embrace it.
No way, man. Dude, I'm literally the opposite. I'm telling you.
I know, I'm just talking crap.
No, really. For once, I'm actually doing the right thing.
Wow.
Breaking
news. I'm
not the one starting problems at my kid's school. I'm trying to stop the Christina Applegates of the
world. Oh, my God. You're crazy. I like you.
So I got a girl's night in.
You're crazy.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Stall for 30 seconds.
Okay. So I was telling Gibbons, he's asking me to stall because he's literally running out of the studio right now to get our interns who were at the Brewer game on Friday, not yesterday, which is what we're about to talk about. So he just ran outside to go grab them because I wanted to hear what a drunk fest the two of them had together. And why is he taking so long? Okay, Gibbons, come on! Oh, my God.
All for nothing.
You literally left me in here for that long
all
with
for
nothing.
Nothing.
Nobody was at the door?
No. I'm out the side. Hold on. I'm out the side door.
Ladies, Allie,
hold on. Allow me to explain, please.
Hey, girls, happy Monday. What the hell just happened? You left me alone for that long?
I get a text from Intern Erica. Intern Erica says,
you
we're at the
intern
door.
Intern Fun Pants? She doesn't like Intern Fun Pants, which just means her name should be Intern Fun Pants.
So I get a text from Intern Fun Pants. Hey, we're at the door.
Okay.
So we go on the air.
Because they don't get keys. They're only interns.
No. We're going to talk about the Brewers. They were at the Brewers game over the weekend.
On Friday.
So right before we go on the air, Allie's like, I wish they were here.
I said, where's our interns? I want to talk to them about the Brewers.
So I see the text, they're here. I'm like, okay, Allie, stall. Yeah. I run to the side door.
But I stalled too long, and he couldn't find you, and I knew he was panicking because I know Gibbons.
I'm going,
look.
Girls! Over here! Girls! And then they walked in behind me. Somebody let them in the front door.
Someone let you in?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's healthy. Did they know you worked here? Or did they have no... Because I swear they'd let anyone in this building.
Talk on the microphone. This is radio.
How many days do you have to work here before you guys learn you need a microphone? My gosh. Welcome, girls. Did you guys see what happened at the game yesterday?
No.
They have no idea.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
I love college kids.
Yes.
They're like me. They don't know, and they're chicks.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we went on Friday for the booze. Okay,
damn
so
straight.
I just saw this on TV, and I looked at Gibbons, and I go... Wait, what happened at the Brewer game yesterday? You guys ready for this?
Okay.
Gibbons,
if you go to a Brewers game, you see that Toyota truck that's in the outfield.
Or do you? I never noticed
until
today.
No, yeah. And if you hit it, you like get
sanctioned
or something.
Mike Moustakas.
Oh, see, of course.
Oh, now she's in.
Intern Fun Pants.
I forget you want to be a sportscaster.
So I don't know what happened.
Allow me to explain.
Well, then explain to intern overachiever over there.
So it's been a promotion for 6 years. If a Brewers player hits a home run that hits that truck, a fan in the stands will win the truck.
It's like a Toyota RAV4.
Okay.
It's a big-ass truck,
again,
yeah.
Which, again, even though I've seen, I've always been so drunk at Brewer games, I never saw it.
Just
I
saying.
Saw it, but I didn't see it, right?
So if any player hits a home run that hits the truck, a person in the crowd wins it. No one's done it in 6 years.
Okay.
So Mike Moustakas is in there yesterday. And the pitch comes in.
he hits the pitch. It goes so far that it hits the roof of the truck. And then, oh my God, a season ticket holder is going to win the truck.
Somebody won a car at the Brewer game because he hit the car with the home run.
And they're going to present the guy with the keys to the truck at a game next Wednesday or Thursday.
So who's the guy that won the car then?
A season ticket holder, apparently from what I'm reading, by the name of Mark Gruber. I don't know if it's David's brother, but...
Okay, I have questions. Okay. I have questions.
Okay.
Okay, so how do you get in that? Is it the guy that like owns that area for the game? No. He wins the car. Is there like, do you win that area? How do you even end up in that area?
Based on what I'm seeing here, I believe it's among all season ticket holders. So all the season ticket holders go in like a lottery thing. And the minute that Mike Moustakas hits the roof of the car, they pull a name out.
Okay. That makes more sense. Mm-hmm. You have to be surely like an every game ticket holder.
He's a season ticket holder.
Well, we had like season tickets when I was married, but it was like for 9 games.
Oh, no. Right? You need the 82 game package.
That's what I'm saying. Do you have to have the 9 game or the 82 game?
I'm speaking things I don't 100% know, but I would imagine if they're going to give away that car to you, you're going to have to be a major season ticket holder.
So nobody's ever won the RAV4, and now because he hit the car yesterday.
Mark Gruber will be presented the keys prior to the game on Thursday, June 20th against the Cincinnati Reds. That's freaking amazing.
Well, that was a neat... when I saw that this morning, I'm like, wait, what happened? And then I was like, wait, the Brewer game.
And don't forget because you don't
know. Actually, I do know about the Brewer game because I got stuck in the traffic coming home from the parade and about screamed at 4 p.m. or 5, whatever time it was.
And it was a game-winning home run. Won the game for us. Yep. Won the game for us.
Oh, Toyota's loving their life right now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that guy won... And then he said he didn't even know he won somebody a car until he was done.
And you know what I love about Mike Moustakas?
What?
They call him Moose. So people from the outside think we're booing somebody. No, but the crowd, 45,000 strong. Moose.
You know what I like about Christian Yelich?
What? Everything.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, you know, Jennifer Lopez is going to be here.
Oh my God, that's coming up, dude.
I'm going to it.
What's the date? Is it
the 3rd?
Oh my God.
I've got my tickets. I can't wait. She's coming to Summerfest. You know, I mean, iconic. She's turning 50, so she's doing this big tour to celebrate it because who doesn't want to look like J-Lo?
50 years of greatness,
it's
dude.
It's like insane. So she surprised everyone when, what did she do? Yeah. She got on stage, and you know she has her twins, Max and Emmy, with Mark Anthony.
Yep.
Her daughter, who looks like a damn teenager now. I swear, I picture them as little kids, but I forget. That they're not.
How old
are they now? I was looking to see this because they're like, what, at least... I literally picture them as like 5 and 7 or 5 or 7-ish, but they're like 9-ish maybe. Well, she
11.
11?
Holy crap.
Oh my God. Has it been that long since J-Lo had her kids?
But I don't have them a day
50,
over.
She was 39, I guess.
I don't have them a day over like 4 or 5. That's crazy.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So I was like shocked that she let her daughter because I don't know. I just thought J-Lo would be one of those like hide your kid people.
Yeah.
But then I have to remember that she's married to Mark Anthony. Like they are music people.
And they've both been in the public eye for the better part of 30 years.
This is their life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's essentially what they do. So now I'm like, well, are we going to get to see this at Summerfest? Like is her daughter? Are they literally trying to launch J-Lo's daughter into kind of stardom or whatever?
Well, is she performing? What do you mean?
Well, she's on stage, right? So she's got on this big red dress.
Uh-huh.
She's looking amazing. And then Emmy, her daughter, comes out and, you know, starts singing. Jennifer Lopez is trying not to cry. Uh-huh.
So this is J-Lo's daughter?
Yeah. Hold on. This might sound like hell. Sorry. Here she comes. It's hard to hear. Wasn't much. But J-Lo's like, ah.
Dude.
Yeah, so I guess we have some more celebrity kids coming, huh?
Because I haven't seen the twins again since they were 3, 4, 5 years old. Do they resemble her or Mark Anthony?
They just look like, I mean, yes, both, I think.
Oh, I mean, I hope
they're
hot.
I mean, they're going to be good looking. Your mom's J-Lo.
You think Mark Anthony's a good looking dude, though?
Mark Anthony is, here's the thing, he's so famous in Latin America. People like doesn't even need to be in America. He's that famous there. Which is why we don't see much of him.
True.
I met him.
You have
see,
met
the interns get mad because I always feel like I'm trying. They're like, I'm not trying to name drop, but yes, I've met him. I've seen him in concert.
If you've met him, because in photos and in video,
he's short and he's super nice. Very like distinctive jawline and face.
Uh huh.
Not super hot, but still like musician hot.
It's okay.
Like he comes in with sunglasses. He comes in with like a trench coat and sunglasses, and there's something about his swagger that turns you on.
Yeah.
It's the swagger, yeah.
Okay.
It's the confidence. It's like, okay, you're not that hot, but your confidence makes you hot. Which
that
is like a total thing, by the way.
Because I swear to God, until this very moment, I've wondered what the hell is the appeal of Mark Anthony? Because I just don't see it.
Well,
but guess what?
Well, you're not a woman. We look past looks, Gibbons. I know you're a dude. You're not used to that.
When you're right, you're right.
Jeez,
and on this one, damn it, you're always right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So let's get into this Kohl's Cash story and the fact that, I mean, this is why people do not understand. If you don't know the laws, be careful what you're doing. Watch where you're stepping because Kohl's Cash may just send this guy and his wife to prison. Just Kohl's Cash alone.
Now, I am ashamed to say I don't frequent Kohl's enough to obtain Kohl's Cash.
Ask me whatever you need to know because you know I'm a chick. I know all about it.
No, and you've walked in here on more than one occasion bragging about your Kohl's Cash.
And then I need to spend it.
Yeah, so what exactly is it and how does Kohl's Cash work?
When you go to Kohl's, they sometimes have these, well, I don't know if it's all the time or sometimes, but they'll have Kohl's Cash. So like, let's say I went to Kohl's. Let's just say hypothetically I went last week and I spent $100.
Uh-huh.
They may then turn around and give me $20 back in Kohl's Cash. Now, this Kohl's Cash will be good for certain dates.
Okay.
But it's like free money at Kohl's.
Really?
So now I basically have $20 to turn around. It's a way to get you back in the store because
obviously,
then you spend more than $20 and they end up taking more of your money. It's like genius.
Smart.
So that's the Kohl's Cash. It feels like free money.
Yeah.
Okay. If you know how to go back and only spend $20 with your free money. No strings attached. Don't have to buy more than $20.
Which is freaking awesome,
dude. So there's this guy in Wausau who was selling Kohl's Cash. So he had $350 in Kohl's Cash. Imagine how much. That's like free money at Kohl's.
Yeah, and that has to be some kind of law that you can't just go and sell your Kohl's Cash.
One, you can't sell things that are free, okay? So he didn't pay for his Kohl's Cash if he got it the right way.
Uh-huh.
Because people do this with our prizes. So we have a little more knowledge on it. Like, if we see someone trying to sell tickets we gave away on the air, that's illegal.
Can't do that, dude.
We actually have to contact people and say, if you don't stop trying to sell this, we have to like report you. Like, legally, you cannot, because it's a ripoff if I'm trying to sell our intern tickets that I didn't buy myself.
Exactly.
Which is why it's illegal, right?
Can't do that, dude.
So it turns out, so they started looking into it, and people were like, this guy had this account with his wife. He's from Wausau, and it was like all the steals and deals. So he's trying to sell $350 worth of Kohl's Cash for $150, but somebody flagged it. And
he's trying to do this on Twitter or on social
media?
Twitter.
So the feds get involved because it's illegal to sell the Kohl's Cash. Like, it would be illegal to sell anything that's free.
Hold on.
A promotional item, I should say, illegal.
So now the feds are after a dude in Wausau
because
over this Kohl's Cash.
You know why,
though?
Because the feds get involved because it was so insane. Well, it turns out this guy and his wife hacked.
Oh, my God.
They didn't even just get $350 in Kohl's Cash and try to sell it. They hacked the like Kohl's, you know, IP and essentially said this was it's a lot of bad. So now this guy and his wife are in so much trouble with the feds.
These people
for trying to rip people off. And him and his wife have made over almost $100,000 in profits in a 4-month period hacking the Kohl's website trying to get people to buy it.
Allie, my head is going to explode over
the
stupidity.
You're not the only one, brother.
Hold on. You have the physical know-how to hack into Kohl's and get all this Kohl's cash, but not the common flippin' sense to not go on social media. Well, like, no one's gonna see you.
But how can you not know that? A lot of people are so dumb when they try to sell our tickets.
Yeah,
we're like, this is illegal. You don't, and they don't realize it. I'm like, this is not legal for you to sell a promotional item. You can't win something and then try to sell it. Because it's a ripoff. But this guy didn't even win. He literally hacked the Kohl's site and was selling it $100,000 in Wausau.
You're a dirtbag.
Everyone's like, dude, it's Wausau. How are you so rich?
And a dumb criminal at that. I mean, come on.
Right.
To be a criminal is one thing. To be a dumb criminal is, just a whole other bowl of wax.
And then Kohl's, a spokesperson from Kohl's, said they were working with investigators and encouraged customers to avoid using the same password and usernames across multiple sites, saying that, that was part of the problem, how it was so easy for this guy to hack.
This dude.
I mean, I don't know about you, but, Sunshine123 works for me on half of my accounts. So don't you have the same password
pretty
on
much.
900 accounts?
Pretty
no
much.
How many times they tell you, do you ever really change it?
Yes, every
Liar.
30 days.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, in case you missed it the first time.
Even I'm sweating.
Bro.
Our poor interns are sweating. Why is everybody sweating? You're making me nervous.
Bro, I swear to God, I had to take a walk around the radio station because I was standing still, shaking my hands in this nervous tick
Why
that I have.
Why are you so nervous, Givens?
Because.
You're dying to know the update.
Okay, so
what happened in my love life, right?
On Friday, Allie left here, yes. I knew that she had a date planned with her mountain man.
Yes.
I knew that she knew nothing about the date.
Nothing, and it was driving me crazy.
To wear shoes, and there was another.
What type of shoes and what type of food I was going to eat.
Yeah. And then when you left here, that's all we knew.
And it was killing me. I didn't know what was happening. I was curious.
And I saw Allie, obviously, at the Pride Parade yesterday, which was the first time we had any communication because the bitch wouldn't answer my texts all weekend.
Which is why I was avoiding you.
The first thing she says, I go, hey, dude, how's it going? And she goes, mountain man's out. A new guy is in. And I went, holy God, I got questions. Okay.
Don't we all?
So
I don't even know where to start. Okay.
Allie, okay, you leave here Friday at whatever time
that's
done
fair.
Work.
I leave here Friday.
Yes.
And it was my kid's last day of school, so I had to get him by 11:45, okay?
So we
get off the air at 10, but we have work to do when we get off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Production, meetings, anything. So I'm racing, but there's a reason I'm racing, right?
Yeah.
But Mountain Man doesn't know this. This is going to be so awkward. Let's pray to God he's not listening. I'm running around trying to get ready for this date for him, like buying like lingerie, which I'm saying sideways on purpose for the child. I'm literally like, he's doing something nice for me. I'm going to do something nice for him.
Why did you say that?
Lingerie. Lingerie. I don't know. I was trying to be funny. Okay. I don't know. So anyway, I'm like buying things. I'm like getting ready. I got to look good, right?
And what time's the date?
He's going to pick me up at 5.
You got out of here around noon 30.
I got out of here at like 11:15.
Oh, you did? Okay,
and
okay.
I had 30 minutes.
Okay.
Before, I can't take my kid with me to buy lingerie.
True.
So I'm racing around. I'm trying to do all these things. Well, in the meantime, he's texting me. He doesn't know I'm like doing all these things to get ready for the date.
Yeah.
So he's like, would you just call me? You're killing me.
So he's texting you just
like,
saying...
Like, call me because I hadn't seen him the night before.
Uh-huh.
And like, I'd been out with my girlfriends.
But to you, the date is 5 o'clock. You'll pick me up.
Granted, rewind. Did you know I was so weird? How weird I was on Thursday or no? That I was really quiet?
Very, yes.
Did you notice that?
100%,
yes. I was very like... quiet, which is not like me.
Yeah.
It was a weird day for me in the studio because on Wednesday night, we got into this deep discussion that kind of went left.
I got to sit back down.
It went really left and it was just about life and like things. And because here's the thing, okay?
When you say went left, does that mean a bad turn, a good turn?
Yeah, it took a bad turn.
A bad turn.
It took a bad turn. And there's nothing to tell. I know you want juice, but there's really just, you're talking about your lives and then, because we've only known each other a week.
Thank you.
Okay? So this is like normal. This is why you don't jump into things, right?
Uh-huh.
So like I'm excited. I'm preparing for the date, but we had this awkward night on Wednesday that kind of left like a sour taste, I think, in both of our mouths.
Really?
Yes. And so it was like weird. So then by Thursday, it was like, are we still going on the date? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And then Friday, I thought we were going on the date.
Now,
even though I wasn't sure if we should be going on the date because we clearly were kind of like... Let me just say this. Yes, Givens, what?
Okay, so you have the weird interaction on Wednesday.
Where the deep convo
yeah.
goes left.
I can't look at you because I
Why?
Have to think, because I have to think,
okay,
and I won't
go.
Be able
Don't
to think
I'm staring
at this. Okay, so you have the awkward interaction Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, Thursday.
But I still let him spend the night.
Okay.
Because, like, my kids were gone, so, like, I was figuring it out. I think he was figuring it out, right? We're processing.
Thursday, you come in here. You're a little bit...
I'm uncomfortable.
You're a little bit weird, but that's you.
I'm sad, and, like, I'm not sure if this is really going to go anywhere at this point because I'm sad, right?
But
that's really what it was.
The date is still a go in your eyes.
Yes.
Friday,
I'm gonna keep
trying. Friday, you're in here, and it was all I could freaking think about on Friday.
Friday
was this
I was
damn
over
date.
It. I was fine with it. I was ready for the date.
Then Friday night comes. I send Allie a text about something having nothing to do with the date at, like, 5 o'clock. She didn't answer, so I'm like, okay.
No.
Allie's having a good time. I text her Saturday afternoon.
I was
afternoon.
Not having a good time.
Hold on. I text her Saturday afternoon. Nothing. I'm like, all right, she has a great time. And then I see her yesterday at the Pride Parade, and the first thing she says to me is not, hey, Gibbons, how you doing? She just goes, so Mountain Man's out and another dude's in. Don't ask me any questions.
Sounds so bad, but
no, it doesn't
true.
Sound. No, it sounds matter of fact.
It
and
is
now,
matter of fact.
And now knowing that there was an awkward conversation Wednesday.
Does that make a little more sense now?
It does.
Okay.
But
wait.
Did the date happen? Did the
Okay.
So now we're back
now
to Friday.
So now this is why it's so bad.
I'm like,
because I'm like excited about the date.
I'm gonna pass.
He
out.
Doesn't know this because I haven't talked to him.
He doesn't know that you're excited about the date.
And like shopping for the date. He has no clue because I haven't talked to him.
Uh-huh.
So after I got my kid from his last day of school, then I go.
On
I,
Friday.
Yes. I mm-hmm. talk to one of my girlfriends on the phone, who then brings back the sour taste in my mouth.
Now, hold on.
So, yes.
While all this is going on, Mountain Man has texted you things.
Like, what's going on?
And
like,
you haven't answered because you're doing
stuff.
And he
sent me a really sweet text in the morning. Can't wait for our date. Can't Aww. Wait to see you. And I've been kind of like quiet other than like a heart, you know,
yeah.
like excited, blow kiss. So I it was my fault. I should not have called him right after I talked to my girlfriend.
Oh, Christ, Allie.
It was, I've learned, I'm learning.
Allison,
I'm
hold on,
I'm
hold
learning.
On.
I should have just shut up.
Hold
I should
on.
Have taken a breath, and I should have honestly just not even told him I talked to my girlfriend.
Bro.
It was a mistake, and I'm never going to tell a guy again when I tell my girlfriend things. That was the, I really am learning as I'm going. Like, I have to take lessons from this dating thing. So a lot of people.
I'm sweating.
My girls were like, just, you don't tell him. You stop talking. You just talk to us and shut up. And so I'm like, you're right. Lesson learned, right?
So then you talk
so
to him
then
Friday.
No. I get off the phone with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And because I feel bad that I haven't called him, I immediately call him. And I was probably a little nasty.
And did you?
Well, I was a little nasty, and I wasn't very nice, probably because I was all wound up, which you know was classic Allie mode. Yes.
And this is the date's at 5. This is at what time you have this conversation?
Noon-ish, like 1 p.m.
Okay. You had
okay.
just. Did you tell him, hey, I just talked to my girlfriend?
Yes,
and I'm being
like
snippy?
An idiot. Like a total idiot.
Allison.
So,
I'm a child and
I
what
know,
I'm gonna
I'm an idiot. I know.
You're
so
not,
let me just finish.
Okay, okay.
So that happens at 1. He's like, I gotta go in the middle of the conversation because now I've gotten him riled up.
And
right?
this is
so
after he was
I
upset that you hadn't called because he was texting
and
you.
And I call him and I'm nasty, right? Oh. Like it's like the worst setting in the world for like the setup for this date he's planned. Like I just like, yeah.
You know, hold on.
But it's
I am
yes.
I am going to let the
Because there's more.
I know. And I'm going to literally enjoy this now. So I am going to step away from the microphone, fold my arms,
okay.
have a seat. Allie, what happened next?
Okay, so then 2 hours or so pass.
So now it's 3 o'clock, dates at 5.
3 o'clock, dates at 5. My son's going to be leaving for the weekend. I'm just waiting for his father to come get him.
Are you getting ready for the
not
date
yet.
At this point?
I'm going too soon, though. Not yet.
Okay.
And he calls me around like 3:30.
90 minutes before date time.
Or so, and he says, right out of the gate, hey, so I want to cancel the date. And I'm like... Oh, I screwed up.
Okay.
Oh, I screwed up.
What the hell?
This
did
is
you...
not good.
Oh
now,
God.
Granted, we both have our own issues in this. I'm not going to take all the heat, but I'll say this.
Yes.
He canceled it. I was like in shock, but I was like pissed because I was hurt. So I was just like, he started going on and on about like why we can't be together, which is totally fair. He's right.
Okay.
And he's right.
Mm-hmm.
So he was actually doing the right thing by letting me go, quite frankly, because
and he wasn't...
I need to live my life. And as my girlfriend said, we justify things in our head why we can be with a dude when we can't.
Yeah.
Right? We're so bad at that. Interns,
oh,
you can
yeah.
speak up.
I
not just not.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
we're really bad at that. So it's like even, because he and I had these three things. Let me tell you what the three things Mountain Man and I had. We had an amazing connection, hot chemistry, and an attraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that equals lust, but guess what? That doesn't mean, that's not enough sometimes, right? if you're not, just because you, and the problem is people make decisions based on lust and end up in a relationship with someone they shouldn't, right? Mm-hmm. So it's fair. So we're kind of like, this isn't going to work. So he's going on and on, and I'm thinking he's talking too much, right? Now he's the one talking too much. Like, we've known each other a week. Stop talking. So he's going on and on, and then he kind of like says something that like kind of hurts my feelings about me being like too masculine. So now I go, oh, he's trying to hurt me because I hurt him, and this is going south really quick, and like he doesn't know if it's going to work because of the dynamic. So I feel, so in the middle of the conversation, I go, stop talking, and I'm like shouting. I'm like, it's okay. We've known each other a week. It's fine. Bye. And I hung up, and he hung up.
You're lying.
Swear to God.
You're
was that like...
No.
Swear to God. Swear to God, that's the truth. So...
And it wasn't you're a jerk. It was just stop talking.
No, it was just this like stop talking. You don't have to explain.
There's no need.
I understand you're going on, and now I'm starting to get my feelings hurt, and now this is going south. Let's just call it what it is, and just you canceled the date, and I'm still trying to process, you know, because I'm getting all. It's like it was just bad, bad, bad. So then I'm like, ugh. So I hang up the phone, and I'm like, well, damn. So then I tell my friends, well, he canceled the date. They're like, it's for the best. I'm like, you're right, actually, because I would have continued to justify why I could hang out with this guy when we clearly aren't going to mesh well. And then in 3 months, I'm really going to be crying and heartbroken, right?
Yep.
Now I can move on and I'm okay because it's so new.
On to the next
one. On to the next. So I sit there and I process. And then what did I do? After this week-long whirlwind romance, I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So I had baseball and kids last week of school. This guy, all this stuff I'm trying, going out with my girlfriends, trying to balance, living my best life. I crashed. Like full-on 12 hours of sleep.
It was like
literally I was exhausted.
Hold on.
I didn't like go out with another dude, if that's what you're thinking.
No.
But now I'll never know what the date was because I haven't talked to him since, by
Bro,
the way.
When you said
crashed. We'll never know, so I'm sorry I don't have an answer. We will just never know. Yeah, I'm sorry, Interna, overachiever. Yes, Gibbons.
No, when you said crash, you fell asleep when I heard.
No. Tired.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Not crash. Like, I fell asleep at 5 p.m. and I slept till the next day.
Which is awesome.
I needed. Like, I was living my best life and it's too much. I was tired and my kids were gone. So I was like, don't get on Tinder and start swiping. Go to sleep. Like, just get some rest, woman. Like, you know, so I did.
Now,
what's the next question? So yes.
I think we have to thank Mountain Man.
We should actually do, because he did the right thing by letting me go.
And we now know that...
Because I would have justified it, and then it would have gone to hell, right?
We now know that Allie has the ability to date again.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Allie has a heart and soul because she had feelings.
For sure, I liked him, yes.
And you're going to...
Yes, I still like think about him, but it can't work, you know what I mean?
And this is not a deterrent that would stop you from dating now in the future. So you're in it. I give Mountain Man credit. I give you credit.
Too, actually.
Got out there, and you didn't get too involved to where there were...
Yeah.
Extra hurt feelings.
Yeah, well, yes, and you know, so it was a good thing. But then, Saturday I started swiping.
Oh yeah, so you took a night off.
Why am I going to stop dating? I'm just getting back in the game. I'm figuring out what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
I can do what I want. I spent 6 years, you know, giving my heart and soul to my children.
Yeah,
I get to live a little. You know what I mean?
Damn straight, dude.
So I'm swiping, and I'm talking to a few, and one guy's just pouncing. You know what I mean? You got those pouncers.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys deal with this with dating, but one of them just pounces, and you're like, oh, geez, a couple pounce, but one's really pouncing.
Oh, geez. Okay. Oh,
but he lives in Madison.
Oh,
so given, I can say whatever I want.
Yes.
And he has no idea. He doesn't know. He hasn't asked yet again.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't even asked what I do for a living. These guys
That's
don't
beautiful.
Ask questions.
Wait,
these
not.
Guys don't ask details.
We don't.
And I've talked to this guy a ton, huh?
If he's in Madison, how far is your range on these apps?
True.
Sick. I do that on purpose because I actually don't mind meeting someone in Chicago or Madison or Green Bay because of my job. Because Gibbons, can you explain to them why my job is a problem when it comes to my dating life?
She has been so open about everything that's happened in her life for 15 years. So any dude around here who knows who she is goes into it with a preconceived notion of...
Okay.
The first thing actually out of Mountain Man's mouth after he canceled the date was, your job freaks me the bleep out. That was one of the things he said.
And as a dude who's dated in this world,
I get it.
It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. It's scary.
And a lot of people think,
if you're not open and honest, then...
And if you think you are open and honest, then you're being talked about and you're like, oh, I don't like this that much.
Right.
It happens, you know?
Right. It's just part of dating, right?
We got some texts to 71037.
Oh, God, what are they saying?
One says, Allie, have a listener's dating game. which I don't know if you want to do Allie Dates caller number 9.
No, I don't really want to meet a guy from a dating game on the radio. I'm good here.
Another one says
we can pick him.
Oh my god, interns can pick him.
What if the interns run your Twitter or run your and then or not your Twitter, your Tinder, and they set up the dates for you and you just go on the dates?
Okay.
Another one says
not happening, but okay.
Another text is 71037. Allie, always remember, don't idolize or idealize a man.
Idolize.
He was the one who wanted to go exclusive, not you. And then we got about a half a dozen texts that say, shut up, Gibbons, and let Allie tell her story.
Well, Gibbons has questions like I would. You don't just shut up.
I'm a detail-oriented man.
It's fine. So, but I haven't heard from him since, which is for the best probably, right?
You know what?
Because, you know how we are girls, you know? You're like, and I went out on Saturday night with my girlfriends.
Good. Oh,
okay. And I thought, okay, I'm proud of everybody, I missed the beginning. Sorry, I'm reading texts and trying to tell the story. What did I just say?
Listen.
I went out with my girlfriend. And I didn't drunk dial.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's
always
good.
I was really proud of myself.
That's good.
Because
that's
it's
impressive.
Really accessible. So I just I was
okay.
I have some growth here,
Allie,
I think, if I'm not doing that.
Let's do a symbolic but literal cleansing of the hand. So I want you to literally wipe your hands of it. Mm-hmm. It was a good experience. You learned. You got it in.
Yes.
And now it's on to the next one.
There were lessons learned.
A lot of lessons. And I learned, actually, I have new rules now. I was telling my girlfriends on Saturday with this online dating. That's the lead up. And now I got, I slept.
A new man.
We're working on a new man. I do have a date on Thursday, but that's not the...
Oh, my God! This is the greatest... Okay.
I mean, am I living in a reality show? What is happening?
Okay.
So I'm meeting this guy because, he's from Madison.
You're like The Bachelorette.
I am. It's like hysterical, right? But so what? I can live my life.
Damn straight.
Exactly.
And what else? These are the things I learned in my new rules.
Uh-huh.
One, I'm not reaching out to a dude first ever again.
As well, you
look
shouldn't.
Look at her clapping.
Seriously.
Because I'm getting the wrong, I'm setting the wrong tone from
too
the start.
Too real.
Because, and I stopped. So I had messaged Mountain Man first.
I didn't
and
know
then
that.
And he pounced.
I should have told you.
So
I should have told you the rules.
You
that was on
told
me.
Not to, but then you said women never message, and then guys get all down on themselves, and they're waiting for us to message.
Bro, it's a double-edged sword. We're never satisfied.
Fine.
We're dudes. We're
you're
never
right,
satisfied.
You're right. So I will no longer message anyone first. Which the Madison guy messaged me,
mm-hmm.
and then pounced. So I thought, okay, we're setting a good tone. And then, what was my other rule? I should have written down my new rules that I wrote out with my girlfriends. That was one of them. I can't remember the other. If I talk to my girlfriends, I will never tell the man I'm confiding in my girlfriends about our personal stuff because he doesn't need to know that,
right?
And they're not going to tell anyone. So I'm going to shut my big mouth next time because that caused problems.
Yeah.
So those were two, I thought, really solid rules to the dating thing that I need to because if I'm trying to set the tone, then... You know what I mean?
This has been such an experience.
Madison guy on Friday. I'm going to call him the musician.
This guy,
I don't know how to explain. These are so different, these guys.
Hold on. Is he an actual musician?
He was in a band a long time ago, and he's still yes, but he's got a real job now and he's more of a suit, but he's got that Bradley Cooper kind of.
Oh, I think Bradley Cooper.
I know. They're kind of, but not as hot. So let's keep it real.
I've got questions.
I'm going out with them on Thursday, and we got a lot of texts. Jeez Louise.
Holy
God. My life is a whirlwind. I'm sorry, people. It is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Now here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, so what's your record now? 58-11? We'll just start a new season. I mean, my gosh, how many can you win in one season?
All of them.
All right, so let's get it going. Like I said, those Summerfest tickets coming up at the very end of Gibbons the Great, so don't go anywhere. All right, Gibbons the Great, come here.
Summertime and the living's easy. We got the Bumba Clots, beat them 1, 2, 3.
What?
You heard me.
Are you singing an old Ella Fitzgerald song?
Maybe I am. What you gonna do about it?
Why is that, man? We got Ashley on the phone. Is it you or your daughter that's gonna be playing against him this morning?
My daughter, Nia.
What? Nia's her name?
Yeah, Mia.
All right, Nia and Gibbons the Great going head to head.
Nia, not gonna be a. I wouldn't wanna be a. There we go. Let me figure it out. All right. Nia, on your mind, is there maybe a female?
Yeah.
Is this someone who's more than 18 years old?
No.
Are you thinking of someone that really exists?
No.
Is this someone from a TV show?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of someone who has some special powers?
Yes.
Does this person have maybe a brother or a sister?
Yeah. That's a brother and a sister.
Is this a princess that you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Does this princess often wear a red outfit?
No.
Ooh, burn. Why am I rooting for the kid? I love it.
Of course, because you're trying to root against Gibbons the Great, because you want Bumbleclaw.
That's right.
Is this character that you're thinking of maybe friends with a little rabbit?
Yeah.
Oh, you know me got it here. Now, Nia, I want you to remember one thing, okay? When you grow up, you can do anything you want to do, be anybody you want to be, but you cannot beat Gibbons the Great this morning, because you'll be thinking of right now Sophia from Sophia the First.
I said if Gibbons doesn't get this, he lives with two little girls, he just sucks at life. So
Come on, congrats on
getting it.
Guess what? I got it anyway, me still suck at the life.
Well, you obviously got Nickelodeon or had it at some point because that's where you can watch Sophia the First. So. Is
there
Nickelodeon or Disney actually? Hold on. What channel is it on, Mom?
I'm not sure. I think it's Disney.
I think it's Disney, too. I might have screwed that up. But anyway, you know what I mean.
Disney Junior Disney Channel.
That's right. I knew. Once I said it, I realized it was Disney.
I only know that because I Googled it.
Yeah.
Honestly. thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning. It was Sophia the First.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Better luck next time.
Bye.
All right. Very nice. Gibbons the Great. So what does that make your... 59?
59 wins, 11 Bumbleclot losses, and more to come. All the great things.
Nice.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
And man, was it a party yesterday. I mean, it looked like Gibbons and I took a shower together, ladies.
Dude.
Interns, you would not believe. It was insane.
Now, we have done many parades as a show.
Correct.
We have had...
And we're about to do more for 4th of July.
Damn right.
See you soon, West Dallas, and wherever else we're going. I can't remember
right now. And Allie's going to be in a Father's Day parade by herself next weekend, I'm pretty sure.
I am doing the Muguanago Father's Day parade this weekend. That's this weekend. Is Father's Day this weekend?
Father's Day this weekend.
Okay, I'm doing the Muguanago Father's Day parade this weekend, which is hysterical because all the guys are busy. I said, let me... Actually, Riggs may be doing it with me because, well, he's got dad issues back again now. Yeah. So Riggs is doing it with me.
Now, we've done all these parades in rain and shine, in freezing temperatures, in snow, and we've had the craziest weather conditions. And I thought yesterday's parade was going to be ruined by the weather conditions, but instead it was enhanced like tenfold.
Yeah.
We get down there. Yeah. We get down there and it's bright and it's sunny and it's warm. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we get going on the parade and about 2 minutes in, I feel, is that a raindrop? That can't be a raindrop. It's the Pride Parade. And then, dude, Mother Nature opened up the skies.
And girls, you know how, like, when I do my hair, because Gibbons doesn't care about this, as a, you know, with, like, this hair, it frizzes the second the rain hits it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have gone through the process, as women can relate, to getting ready, straightening my hair, putting makeup on, that is now, and now it's pouring.
Instantly
at the Pride Parade. And it now looks like I've gotten out of the shower and I'm a clown because there's mascara coming down, red lipstick all over my face, and my hair is soaking wet.
Allie.
It looks ridiculous. Huh.
Let's not make this all about you, okay? You worked hard on your look, but there were dozens, if not 100 drag queens down there who just might have worked a little bit harder on their look than you did. And they were out there in the rain, too. In fact,
you know what? I forgot they worked way harder than me.
Yeah,
all those women. Yes,
dude.
I have nothing to complain about. Snaps,
Allie.
That's right.
Snaps.
Yes,
it was so much fun until
we had a blast.
Yeah, until I pulled one of the dumbest moves I've ever pulled my entire
that's
life.
Debatable.
Allie.
You pulled a lot of dumb moves, Gibbons. What'd you do now?
Wait, remember we're walking beside the Kiss truck, the Kiss FM truck, and then the parade gets
over.
We're on
2nd Street in Walker's Point.
The parade gets over.
It's bumping. Music everywhere. It is like a party.
So we all hop in the truck when the parade's over, and we're going to be driven back to our cars.
Yeah.
And I go to myself, dude, my car is like a block from here. So I say to the promo guy driving, Dimitri, I go, yo, man,
Let me out. I'll walk to my car. No harm,
interns,
no foul.
Basically, we get it back in the KISS van, and they drive us to our cars so we don't have to walk 3 miles to the start of the parade. Like, okay. When we're done.
Makes
like,
sense.
Logistically, that's how the parade works when we're done.
And in my head, I was a block away from my car.
Yeah.
In reality, I was, without exaggeration, 1.3 miles from my car.
Oof.
So it's pouring rain outside. I'm walking in the pouring rain, and I don't even feel bad for me because I see people driving by with tops down, and they're in drag, in full drag, in full makeup, and I'm going, I'm soaked, but at least my makeup's not going to run.
Gibbons is like, what's the big deal? Is he's wearing a hat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what's the big deal? Look at the work we put into us today.
I guarantee, though, and I know for a fact, the rain only enhanced the experience.
Yeah.
All the queens were loving it. Everybody was just eating
it up.
It was
amazing. And then it was like another coming out party for my weight loss because people just can't get over it.
Yeah. I've never in my life, I've heard, hey, Allie, a billion times, but I've never heard, hey, Allie, oh my God, you look amazing.
It was really flattering, but I got to tell you, one person said to me, Allie, you look like a toothpick. And I go, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, thanks.
Because like we did the St. Patrick's Day parade back in March, but then it was a cold, rainy day.
And I was still losing weight.
And you had layers on. You had like
a full
jacket.
And yesterday I was wearing like, you know, tight skinny jeans. You could really see my weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because we got in trouble. This happens. Okay, every time we do a parade, I should tell the interns this because they've never witnessed this. We get in trouble. This is becoming a theme.
Every time.
They hate us because this happened in Menominee Falls on 4th of July.
Yep.
Then it happened at Pride Parade yesterday where the parade people are yelling at us. You know why? We're holding up the parade.
You're just so popular.
Well, not even. Gibbons and I don't know how to shut up.
No.
So the second someone's like, hey, Allie, I'm like, hey, girl. And instead of being like, how you doing? With myself keep walking.
Gotta go.
I run up. I say hi. I take a picture. We're hugging.
You're asking about family.
They're literally screaming at us. I'm like, how's your family?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live? And this just went on, this theme. So again, when they said, one of our kids that works for us came up and said, Allie, I need you to run. The parade people are screaming at us and you're holding up the parade.
Yes.
Because you guys won't stop talking to people.
Okay.
And then I said, well, at least don't you want people in the parade that people want to see then, I guess? Isn't that like a positive?
Very true.
So Waukesha had it down because they made us sit in a car and we couldn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas walking, you're screwed and we hold up the whole parade.
Okay, Allie, now I know we had a lot of fun memories yesterday.
We did.
But pick your favorite memory, your favorite thing that happened yesterday. I know I'm putting you on the spot here. I'll give you mine while you think of yours. Or you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What was your favorite part of yesterday?
Well, I'm getting a lot of people what time is it? 8:40. Okay, it's late enough. Kids are in school.
Okay.
I've been getting a lot of, you know, women reminding me have safe sex because men don't want to have safe sex. I can't believe how dumb you guys are.
Facts.
When a chick gets pregnant or gives you an STD, it's on you, you idiots. But it is true. Men really try not to wear condoms, right?
Yeah.
And I'm dating again, so like it's a thing. So at Pride Fest, the gay community, it's all about safe sex. Like they've got it down. So there's condoms everywhere. They're like on the ground. They've been dropped. So I see condoms on the ground. So I go, holy crap! And I go, I need these. These things cost money.
And I
go pick up a bunch, and Gibbons is like, you sleut.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, I'm 40. Let me live.
True.
So that was the funniest part when I realized that there was like this plethora of safe sex surrounding me. And that,
my highlight, Allie, you weren't there for
what
it.
What happened?
No one was there for it. Therefore, no one will believe this actually happened.
Yeah.
I'm walking down First Street, whatever it is in Walker's Point.
Yeah.
It's raining cats and dogs, and I have like a mile walk.
Parade over?
Parade's over. I'm walking back to my car a mile at this point,
I saw
right?
you. Yes, I saw you thought your car was closer than it was.
And as I'm walking, I hear clear as day, oh my God, Gibbons, I love you. You're so hot. And I go,
was it your mom?
No, I go, oh my God, somebody just yelled that I think I'm hot and they love me. And I get all happy, right? And then I get a
DM. Well, it was a gay man, of course.
I get a DM on Instagram.
Because it wasn't a lesbian.
No. I get a DM on Instagram from our buddy Dylan. Allie, you would know Dylan to see Dylan.
Oh, I know Dylan. Yes, love Dylan.
Dylan goes, Gibbons, that was me. I just saw you and wanted to say hi. I'm like, Dylan, I wish I would have seen you at the parade because we missed him at the parade.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I missed Dylan's, a lot of people.
But we saw a lot of people as well.
We saw a lot of people.
It was so much fun.
This is the thing. It's all about love, you know? And you go to a pride parade and there's people like us who have no problem whatsoever. In fact, we're embracing it because we know that they just want to live their life and let them live and not have judgment. And
love
then
is love,
you
bro.
Have all the protesters who show up to the pride parade, which disgusts me because get a life. There's things I don't like, but I don't waste my time. But the best sign I saw, at the Pride Parade, props to whoever made this. So they're standing there with these, you're going to hell, you're a sinner, being gay is wrong, all these awful signs that are just attacking gay people who are trying to live their life without being harassed, which is hard enough, and they're getting harassed in their own community.
Amen.
And so that sucked, but there was a guy holding a sign up, and he was standing right next to the protesters. And it had an arrow, the sign had an arrow pointing to the protesters. And this is genius. The guy, the sign said, never misses a gay event. With the arrow pointing, I said, you're right. That's the homophobic people that are going to come out one day. I about lost it. I'm like, you're right. They never miss a gay event, yet it's so bad. But they're at every gay event, aren't they? You might want to put that, because I have more than one friend who was extremely homophobic in our teens and early 20s who are gay and married to men, just so I'm clear. Homophobic, said awful things about gay people and then came out of the closet. I know two people like that. So now when I meet a homophobic person, I go,
just like that.
Wonder what's going on up there. Why are you so worried about it?
Jeez Louise.
Just remember that next time you project your homophobic attitude that Allie's thinking you're gay.
Yep.
And so is everyone else.
Yeah, man.
Just saying.
And just get out of the closet.
Come on. Just let it out. You'd have fun with us at the parade. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have to hold a sign that says you never miss a gay event.
Come on, sweetie.
Props to Pride for all that.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You know, I was going to tell you about Kiss of Summer Hello.
Hi.
After we played Bryce Vine before Khalid. But then everybody in the office wanted to know why the hell Mountain Man and I didn't go out on Friday. So I got so much drama. You have to listen to the podcast later.
Bro.
At 1037kissfm.com.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah, so Kiss
man.
The Summer Hello.
Hi.
Get your tickets now at therave.com. And you can be with us on the 23rd, which is Sunday, a week from Sunday, and I'm pumped.
Yeah, buddy.
But I guess maybe you're going to say it now. So what do we learn on the show today, actually? Maybe you don't need to go to the podcast. We're not going to give you everything, but go ahead, Givens. What did you learn on the show today?
I learned that anyone who's listening right now, who wasn't listening at 6:30 this morning or at 7:30 this morning, needs to download the podcast to hear it all, because I'm not saying a damn word. You're going to have to listen to the podcast, but I learned a lot about Allie's personal life. Holy crap.
Why I did not go on a date on Friday, why there's a new man now in the picture already. It's insane.
Good.
I said I'm
Lord.
Like the Kardashians. I'm cursed where I constantly have drama and I don't even look for it. It just attacks me.
It finds you.
And it's like I'm meant to be on the radio, so all you people can live vicariously through my drama and feel better about yourselves.
Yep. Did you learn anything on the show this morning,
Allie? I actually did. I told you my new rules, which you'll have to hear in the podcast. I have new dating rules.
Boom!
I learned two new rules because it's all about growth and learning. So it may have been a whirlwind week romance, but I learned two big things. Again, in the podcast, when you post it in a little bit at 1037kissfm.com. The way I'm changing my game now.
Another thing I learned.
I mean it.
I've smoked one cigarette in my life when I was 21 years old.
Is that right? Yep. The only one in your whole life?
Only one. I threw up on myself at my friend Laura's 21st
of
birthday
course,
party.
Because if you don't smoke, it'll make you puke.
Threw up all over myself. But I'll tell you what. After this morning's show, I need a freaking cigarette, okay?
Gibbons is like, woo-wee.
It's been a whirlwind of emotions. My God.
A whirlwind of emotions is right. Yes. Oh, man. Well, have a great Monday. It's hard to have a good Monday, but do it the best you can. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.